3 minutes to 8 o'clock. We welcome our friends from Simbiti Country Club, Chef Godfrey, Chef G, and Jody Chetty. Lovely to see you both again. I know that Chef G hasn't been on air before with us. It's always lovely to have someone on air for the first time on the morning show. It adds a little sense of brightness. And you're looking absolutely magnificent.
Stunning.
All decked out in the Chant de Rotissure and all the awards. I mean, you look like the president of a very fancy African country, which is probably what you are. Chef Godfrey, welcome to you. You have a very interesting surname, and I don't want to mess it up, but Kin Yan Jui?
Very good.
Well,
wow.
eight out of ten.
Eight out of ten. Okay, nice. Well, let's go. There's eight. I'll settle for eight. How would it sound in Kenyan?
Kin Yan Jui.
Kin Yan Jui. Oh, gotcha. You are, of course, a Kenyan chef of note. And tell us a little bit about your journey into the world of cooking. Where did it begin for you?
I must say it started when I was still, still young, growing up. So I realized that I was interested with the cooking that my mom was doing in the kitchen, even at an early age. So I would watch her and even sometimes want to help and do something. So I slowly realized that I am enjoying this. And then moving a bit further a bit, my mom would make me cook for my younger siblings. And preparing and cooking, I realized it's not a chore anymore. I am enjoying to do this.
And was this more traditional Kenyan cooking or was it world cuisine?
Well, it's all mixed up. Where I was born in Nairobi, there's a lot of Indian culture and also English culture. So it's like a fusion. Cuisine, not traditional, but also mixed with other styles of cooking.
So that was your intro to the world of cuisine and cooking. And then obviously, clearly, that passion took flame and you decided to make a career out of it. How did that begin?
Correct. So I did some tertiary school in Nairobi. I did the broad hospitality and tourism, but I wanted to major into the chefing, into culinary arts. So I was looking up South Africa because growing up, especially when I was in college, South Africa was spoken about the quality of the chef schools here, even the chefs. For example, I knew the late Dr. Billy Gallagher when I was still in Kenya. So I wanted to come to South Africa, and it's the reason I came to pursue my chefing career here. So I came to Durban, and I found a school. I joined not a very big chef school because of the finances at that time, but it gave me a good start.
Mm. Of course, Billy Gallagher was one of those rare individuals that was passionate and loved to impart knowledge, which is unusual because many of the masters tend to keep their secrets. And you must have learned a tremendous amount through association with Billy.
That is correct. In fact, one of his students, a Michelin star chef Gerard van Staden, later I will work under him at the Simbiti.
So that was your journey to Simbiti, I presume. That's how you came to Simbiti.
No. So I started at the Tropicana in Durban, the Tropicana Hotel. That's where I went for my internship. And then after that, they took me in when I finished the 6 months. So that's where my chef's journey started. And then there was the Coastlands Convention Center. I moved to Coastlands, where they do mostly banqueting. We were catering for huge numbers of people. I got very good experience of that part of cooking. And then I jumped to the Beach Hotel, which is also on the Golden Mile. The Golden Mile, always busy there, always. In fact, if I could have stayed there, but I wanted to do another aspect, to learn another aspect of the cooking, and that is the wanted to work in a five-star restaurant. And so that's how I came to the north. And I put my applications at Zimbali Lodge and Oyster Box. And luckily, Chef Dean Uren from Zimbali took me in. And so I got into a five-star kitchen for the first time. And it was obviously out of my depth.
But your trajectory has been up, up, up and away like Superman. And now you've landed at Simbiti, which is considered by many to be one of the premier destinations, if not the premier destination on the North Coast. And Jody Chetty there is giving me hand signals saying, absolutely correct, your check is in the mail. But it is clearly a huge accolade and a great coup for Simbiti because your reputation precedes you. You've got numerous awards, as I can, if this was television, you would see Chef G is wearing some very, very prestigious awards and a sash along with his very fancy chef's outfit. Tell us a little bit about the awards.
Thank you very much. So this is from the Chains de Rotisserie. The Chains is a movement that was formed in France in 1950. It promotes fine dining, the art of good cuisine, and also the friendship and the mutual respect among on the table traditions.
So there it is. You can't get more accolades than that in the world of chefing and cooking. And certainly Simbiti has been the beneficiary and those that enjoy the magnificence of the Fig Tree restaurant currently. You've launched a new menu at the Fig Tree, which we were very fortunate enough to be invited to, and I put on weight. But I mean, it really was a special occasion. And that is, has it been launched to the public officially?
Well, not yet officially, but I think it's going to be...
Within the next, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks, we should be ready to launch to public. But yes, you were given a very exclusive...
A very exciting look and taste of what is to come at in the future. And now Jody Chetty has entered the conversation, luckily, because no more hand signals are going. Hand signals on radio don't work so well. So, Jody, you must be extremely proud of the developments at the Fig Tree restaurant, because it has developed tremendously. It's always been good.
Yes.
But it's been getting better and better, and I think now it's at the pinnacle.
Well, a pinnacle is relative, because I think I'd want the Fig Tree, and all of us who adore the Fig Tree would want it to keep improving. But with chefs, we have two executive chefs. So we've got Chef G, and you also met Chef Louis. With Chef G's induction into the Chen, it restores the Fig Tree to the Chen de Rotisserie restaurant, which allows us to hang a plaque and to say that we are part of the Chen as well. But as you would have experienced at the tasting, there's always innovation in our kitchen. There's always improvement. And we have this lovely balance of keeping the classics, but introducing some sexy new stuff, which we're really excited for everyone to try.
Let's talk about some of that sexy new stuff, because I notice it's also there tends to be a move towards not only delicious, but also nutritious. I'm talking about health. Because it's a major focus of this part of the country, the North Coast. People seem to be enjoying a much healthier, longer, joyful existence. And food is part of the joy of life, but it can also be part of, as I say, putting on the pounds. But your menu seems to be catering to that movement.
Yes, and that was deliberate. So about 2 or 3 months ago, we did some market research in the estate, which is our primary target market. And we asked our residents, what do you want to see? And a large push from the residents was, we want to see seasonal ingredients, we want to see fresh dishes, and we want to have more healthy options. And so some of the dishes, you'll find the portions have become a bit smaller. You'll find that the stuff is a bit greener. And then also we've now added in sourdough, gluten-free options. There's a couple of vegetarian options on the menu as well. So whatever your palate, there's something for you.
It's magnificent to see the, shall we say, the awareness that good food doesn't have to be massively dense and heavy.
Yeah.
Because that was a trend back in the day. More cream, more butter. That was good. I'm sure it is, but it's also not the best when it comes to health. But the flavors that we experienced at the launch were quite extraordinary in terms of the variety of flavor and the taste. Literally, and you mentioned smaller portions, which to the South African, I'm not going to put myself in a bracket and say I am a representative of all South African males, but I don't like going to a restaurant and having that fine dining experience where you get like a squirt of this and a foam of that and a dab of this, and that's going to cost you a fortune, and you're going to want to go to a fast food restaurant afterwards because it's still starving. In fact, no, we had lots of little dishes that were so good that, in fact, it was difficult to get through.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that works. It's a bit of magic, really.
Yeah.
But you're completely satisfied. Maybe it's because, well, Chef G, why don't you unpack it for us? How does that work?
Well, as you said, it is correct that slowly, and according to also to the survey that Jody was talking about, people are moving into kind of, I call them like light lunches.
Mm.
Like, for example, if you look at the new menu, there's a sushi tower, there's bitter bowl, and most of them, they look like starter portions. And we've seen that even when we did that trial run, we saw that that is what people want, even though you're still going to get your oxtail and pork belly. And as you said, you're just going to want something drawn on a plate and you go home, go back home hungry.
Yeah.
So, yes, moving on to that, we're going to measure on these light meals, even though we're going to keep.
Light, but totally satisfying in so many ways.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, another question that comes to bear is, you know, once we see the awards going up and all the very, very gorgeous accolades and the food levels improving and increasing and getting exciting like that, the price tag goes north as well, normally. But there's good news, I'm sure, from... when you look at Jody's face, yeah. Like, this, what sort of hand gesture am I getting now?
Nothing, promise, all under the table. But I think what makes the Fig Tree unique, it's at its core, it's a restaurant in Simbiti. It's the heart of Simbiti. And so we cater primarily for those who live in Simbiti. Our residents, obviously, if you live at Simbiti, there's a bit of a discount. I think it's 15% trip that you get if you eat at the Fig Tree. Mm. But what makes our dishes unique is that, like Chef says, there's various portion sizes and all cater to a certain price bracket. So if you're looking for a larger portion of like a pork belly or Chef G's famous kukubizari ya pwani, which I think you had when you were there, the Kenyan chicken curry, that may cost you a bit more. But then you do have the option of having a lighter lunch, and we're introducing baskets and bites to the menu where you can take little pieces of stuff and build your own snack basket, which is also quite a nice idea.
It is so thrilling to be able to experience the diversity on the menu. And I think this is where, to a degree, the international experience that you've gained through your life's journey, Chef G, comes to bear. There's definitely a Kenyan influence, which is delicious and exciting.
Thank you so much.
But equally so, the traditional favorites. You talk about the pork belly and the legendary curries. Well, they just get better and better.
Yes, son.
Yeah, just exciting. I listening to this now, if you're not a resident of Simbiti, you're probably feeling a little left out because it's a Simbiti offering. But the good news is it's open to the public.
Correct. It's open to the public, and a lot of people don't know that. So all you need to get into the country club gates, your driver's license, and to behave like a good human being, and we will allow you to come down. There's the restaurant. We've got events, venues. There's, of course, the golf course, which is legendary in its own right. And there's a lovely play area. I mean, it's something for the entire family to enjoy when you come down there. And everyone is welcome at the Fig.
And that, I think, is a fantastic message to leave our conversation on, because it is a thrilling experience, and it's an experience that you, as a member of the public on the North Coast, or even as a visitor to the North Coast, can experience simply by popping along to Simbiti. It's a delight waiting to be experienced. The new menu, well, it hasn't quite yet been officially released, but there is so much on the existing menu that is equally exciting and delicious that no one is going to leave there without feeling totally excited about life. I like that. I think that you guys are onto something really cool. If I could join you at the big kids restaurant. My problem is Jody said you got to behave like a proper person. I think King and I are now.
Yeah, that kind of excludes us.
But I'm sure that you'll make an exception for us, and we'll pop along and look forward to catching up again at the Fig Tree Restaurant at Simbiti. My very special guests, Chef G and Jody Chetty from Simbiti. What a pleasure to have you on the morning show. This will be up as a podcast shortly, folks. So if you've just joined us and you missed the conversation, don't worry. You'll find it on our website under the morning show, and you'll be able to share the love. Thanks again for joining me on the morning show.
Thanks for having us.
What a great pleasure. And the morning show continues.